Eva, what happens now to these braided river systems? Are they essentially a dying river system?
I don't know if they would be considered dying, but they are absolutely under threat. You know, we talked about the fish, but the impacts on these rivers are having a huge effect on bird species, on habitat for invertebrates. They're really important and unique habitats that are home to an extraordinary diversity of species, and birds that live only in these environments and are becoming really vulnerable. And I mean, aside from the narrowing, aside from the pollution, we've got issues with weed encroachment. So you kind of get these weeds building up and creating sort of predator or pest pathways that can get to these birds that might have been traditionally protected by those river channels. And the effects on those rivers, it's not just kind of damaging for the species that live there, it's also potentially damaging for the people that live around them, because they're important water resources, they're used for irrigation. If they're overused for irrigation, then that can present problems.
So the impact is multifaceted across lots of flora and fauna being affected by it. But given these rivers move so naturally, is it even possible to restore them to health and let them kind of have that space to move naturally and still have landowners living there and farming happening? I mean, one seems to run counter to the other.
Yeah, and I mean, this is the huge tension, right? I mean, there's a big movement around the idea of letting the river flow, letting it kind of do what it needs to naturally do. But that's really tricky when you've already got a huge amount of infrastructure built around them. You've got entire communities, you've got livelihoods, farming. It's really difficult to just say, okay, stop penning the river in or stop it from going over your land when so much life already exists around it. But one of the major problems is that landowners are actually legally allowed to do this on braided rivers, because there's this sort of quirk in the definition of riverbed in New Zealand, which is probably, again, imported from the UK around single channel rivers, that defines a riverbed as this very particular and narrow way, and in a way that doesn't actually apply to braided rivers, which doesn't really have banks and it's constantly shifting and moving. And so there's a kind of a push for that definition of a riverbed to be changed, so that at least if we can't take back where the river was, that we can perhaps prevent it from becoming smaller.
Eva, thank you so much for talking to us today.
Thank you, Richard.
That was New Zealand correspondent Eva Corlett. This episode was produced by Lou Hill, who also did the sound design and mixing. The executive producer of this episode of Full Story is Joe Coding. Don't forget to subscribe or follow Full Story wherever you listen to podcasts. I'm Regid Ahmed. See you soon.